Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This will be a little different. We're now starting with 501, show 501. I don't know how many more we'll get in my lifetime, but I'm going to keep trying. I just decided that I would go back a few years and every once in a while play recordings from 25, 30, 40 years ago. You know, I started this hobby in 1977, and I have tapes of many of the programs. We're going to be featuring a program from 1994. That's 25 years ago, September 18th. And I think that you will enjoy it. Well, I enjoy it. Always interested in your feedback. The program begins with a commentary by a dear friend, Rabbi Israel Gordon. I first met Rabbi Gordon in 1945 when I was 9 years old. He had just opened up a cheder, a Lubavitcher cheder in Newark, New Jersey. It was on the corner of Chancellor Avenue and Old Dean Street. And I attended that for several years. And that's really, I guess, where my first taste of the Lubavitch and the wonderful people that they are existed. So you'll hear at the Dvar Torah from Rabbi Israel Gordon. By the way, his nephew, Larry Gordon, was the one who started all this Jewish music in the metropolitan New Jersey area, well, New York also, with the Jewish and Hebrew sound in 1977. That's where I first got my big break, and it was Beshert, the Rabbi Israel Gordon's nephew, played a very important role in my learning to love this outstanding music. I also, in this particular program, will be talking about a great Cantor's concert that I ran. I just want to give you a little reminiscence, okay? We're going back to 1992. I was involved with the Highland Park Temple. I was on the board, and I told them that I wanted to run a cantorial concert in New Brunswick area at the State Theater. And they said, absolutely not. I said, why? They said, well, we'll lose money. So many of you know I was director of research at Supermarkets General, Pathmark, ShopRite, and I knew that the president of the company loved Chazanis. So I went to him, Jack Futterman, and I said, Jack, I want to run a concert in New Brunswick, and it might lose a few dollars. I can't see more than, I mean, a disaster would be $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. I want you to guarantee the loss, and practically there may not be a loss. So he wrote a letter to the board of the temple and said that he guaranteed any loss. Well, I was all prepared to move forward when they said, well, that's one thing all and good, but nobody's going to come. Well, that was quite a dilemma. So I contacted the 45 or 50 synagogues, shuls, temples in central New Jersey, in Woodbridge, in Middlesex County, in Monmouth County, in Mercer County. And I sent the letter to the fundraising people, and I said, I have an offer to make. If you will agree to try to sell tickets, you can keep half of whatever you sell. Now, that was a pretty good offer, and I got about 30 responses from that. And we did run that concert on March 22nd, 1992, and I called it the first annual Great Cantor's Concert because I was confident that if we ran that, there would be others. The first one had Cantor Moshe Stern, Paul Zim, Yaakov Motzin, of course, Danny Gildar. Yes, I do go back with Danny for many years. The second annual Great Cantor's Concert was on June 6, 1993. And let's see, who did that feature? Bear with me 1 second. That featured Yaakov Motzin, Bensian Miller, and cantor Jeffrey Nadel, again with Danny Goldar. That was the second annual. The third annual, which was in 1994, let's see, who did we have there? We had Bagley, Naftali Herstick, and Alberto Mizrahi, and of course Daniel Goldar. And then the last concert, the fourth and final concert, again, Moshe Stern, cantor Moshe Schulhoff, and cantor Aaron Ben-Susan. So that's how I got started with Chazonis in the 1990s. And we broke even, made a little bit of money here and there. You know, there is no money in these events unless you have backing. In any event, those were wonderful days. And the reason I'm going through this is you will hear in this particular hour a reference to the Great Cantors Concert and the fact that that Sunday afternoon we had the concert in New Brunswick, and in the evening there was a concert at the Young Israel, not the Young Israel, the Flatbush Jewish Center, I guess it's... is it Young Israel Flatbush on Coney Island Avenue, and it featured Moshe Stern and Tibor Kellen. And the reason that I knew that I could make that was because Danny Goldar, who was the accompanist at my concert, was also the accompanist there. So I knew that as long as I followed Danny, I would be okay. Okay, with that whole background, you got an idea of how I got started. And of course, eventually, a few years later, I met my dear friend, who became one of my dear friends, Benny Rokosnitsky, and we decided to form Cantor's World in 2000, and for about 8 or 9 years, we had a good run. Our goal was to revive interest in traditional chazonis, and it culminated in the Metropolitan Opera House being filled with 4,000 seats, featuring Helfgott, together with the New York Philharmonic. Yes, it lost money, what can I tell you? But we ran Shabbatons and concerts and so forth. It was really a very wonderful period for both Benny and me, very, very, very satisfying. And here it is 10 years later. We still get requests, why don't we come back? And Benny and I would be willing to come back if we knew that we could have financial backing and not lose money, but that leave that to another time. That's just a hint, by the way, if anybody really, really wants to see Chazonis come back. And Benny and I, it was just the two of us, by the way. This was a two-man operation. I guess that was one of the problems. We are ready, willing, and not quite able to get back Cantor's World. I'd be interested in your comments about that. Okay, let's go back now to 1994, and I think you'll enjoy this particular show.
Very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Avos Tzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie, and Agmar Tov to you and to our listeners.
Thank you, Rabbi.
During the colorful month of Tishrei, every nuance of Jewish life finds expression. Solemn days, fast days, and days of rejoicing. It is not coincidence that the first month of the year has samples of every shade and color of Jewish life, for these samples are intended as an introduction and guidance for the entire year. By observing special days of Tishrei in their proper spirit, we are initiated into a truly Jewish life in accordance with the spirit of the Torah for the coming year. What can we learn from the special days of Tishrei? Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam, the first man, proclaimed God's sovereignty over creation. When we embark on some endeavor, we must remember that God is the creator of heaven and earth, and the sole ruler of the universe, and that our venture must have his approval. This is further emphasized by the 10 days of repentance, which remind us that as servants of the king, we must keep check on our deeds to ensure that they conform with the wishes of the master. However, since we are only human, we are liable to fail on occasion. This is why God gives us Yom Kippur, to impress upon us the realization that it is never too late to return, provided we do it sincerely, with remorse and rejection of our past misdeeds, a solemn resolve to do better in the future. With this firm resolution, God forgives us and cleanses us of our sins. Difficult though it may appear to change habits and practice unfamiliar disciplines, Sukkot helps us not to despair in days of difficulty, for God is our protector. The Sukkot recalls the clouds of glory with which he surrounded us during the 40 years wandering through the desert after the departure from Egypt. Finally, in order to know how to lead our lives in accord with God's wishes, we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the festivals of rejoicing in the Torah. In Torah, God gave us divine laws of justice and righteousness and a true guide in life. By conducting our lives accordingly, we are assured of true happiness in every sense. Torah is a tree of life to them that hold fast to it, and its supporters are fortunate. These briefly are some lessons of Tishrei. By following them faithfully, the new year will surely be a happy one, both spiritually and materially, and the blessing which we gave each other before Rosh Hashanah L'shana Tova Tikasevu, and the wish for Hagmar Tov now will surely be fulfilled. A happy Yom Tov to all of you.
Thank you, and same to you, Rabbi.
That was Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation of Av Tzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. On behalf of the rabbi, I invite you to his class in Tanya. It's every Monday evening. I'm sure it's around 7:30 now. And Rabbi, I dedicate this to you and to Mrs. Gordon and to all the Gordons. I'm sure you'll enjoy this next selection. It's from Chabad Nigunim, the Nikoach Choir. This is volume number 6, and appropriately for the forthcoming holiday, V'Samachta V'Chagecha.
Ay, 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 ay
the Chabad group, Nikoach, with Lissomachta Bechagecha. Well, appropriately for Sukkos, we have the Hoshana. Moshe Stern's first selection, Hoshana.
Oh,
Cantor Moshe Stern. Well, lovers of Kazanis, you have a great day coming up 6 weeks from now, October 30th. There are two great concerts, and take your pick. Maybe some of you will attend both of them. First of all, of course, you know we're going to have our concert in New Brunswick, the third annual Great Cantors Concert. I'll give you more details about that, but that's, of course, going to have Naftali Herstick, David Bagley, and Alberto Mizrahi, accompanied by Daniel Gildar. Great, great Chazonis, a wonderful day. We sold over 1,200 tickets, the first two concerts. This is going to be a sellout. That evening of the 30th, the Young Israel of Flatbush is going to have a concert featuring the cantor we just heard, Cantor Moshe Stern, and Cantor Stern's nephew, Tibor Kellen. Now, I first heard the two of them sing, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, and it was inspirational. Together, they're magnificent. And Cantor Kellen is at Temple Beth El of Cedarhurst. Let's just hear a brief selection from a recent album that he recorded. This is Hodu. Tibor Kellen, who will be accompanying his uncle, Moshe Stern, on the 30th on Coney Island Avenue. I'll have more of the details. It's the Young Israel of Flatbush, I'm quite sure. Cantor Tibor Kellen, who will be accompanying his uncle. Maybe I shouldn't say he's his uncle. He's his associate, Moshe Stern, on the 30th. Back to Hoshanas. Let's hear the Malofsky family. Someone called with a request. Now, I have 8,000 albums. I have probably most of the selections that you would want to hear, but I can't schlep them all here to the studio, so I bring a few with me each week. And if you have any special requests, call me, and I'll try to honor them. Someone made a request. Perhaps at the end of the hour, I'll be able to honor that particular request. I think I do have that recording with me. But let's hear the Malofsky family, Cantor Shmuel Malofsky, and children with Hoshana.
Oy, 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 oy.
Shmuel Malavsky, New Jersey's own, with the family choir. Well, we say Hallel on Sukkos, and let's hear an oldie. This is Benjamin Levite, L-E-V-I-T-E, Levite, and this is Shuvi Nafshi.
Nafshi mi mover,
Nafshi, Cantor Benjamin Levite. Well, Cantor Avraham Brun was born in Lutz, Poland. He sang as a child in synagogue choirs, and at the age of 11, he was already performing cantorial duties in various synagogues in Poland. During the Second World War, he gave what comfort he could to his fellow sufferers in the infamous camps of Auschwitz, Mauthausen, and Ebensee. He was liberated in May of 1945 and went to live in Israel, where he became chief cantor in the synagogue of Haifa. 8 years later, he was engaged in the United States as a cantor of the Temple Beth El in Long Beach, New York. Continuing with Hallel selections, here's Cantor Avraham Brun with Hallelujah.
Tigalar, chi governo chi governo chi governo chi chi
Avram Brin, Hallelujah. The Mishpachat Merubot Yeladim is a group that is put together to help people with large families, and they want them to have a good time without having to spend a large amount of money during the forthcoming weeks. So they have Simchas Beis HaShoeva Chol Hamoed. It's an outing which will be next Sunday. It'll run from noon to Sunday, to sundown. Sunday, sundown, yes. Noon on Sunday to sundown at Floyd Bennett Field on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. And get a load of this lineup. Shlomo Karlbach, Yidel Werdiger, Ari Polak Orchestra, Yossi Pimenta, and the great Country Yossi. It's $2 per child, $5 per adult. There's a sukkah on the premises. It's a great day at Floyd Bennett Field, and there'll be a guided tour of the Floyd Bennett Field Control Tower, and the New York City Police Department Aviation Rescue Unit will give a dramatic presentation. It'll be a fun day, so if you have one child or more, whatever, come to Floyd Bennett Field from noon to sundown next Sunday. Shlomo Karlbach, Yidel Werdiger, Ari Polak Orchestra, Yossi Pimenta, Country Yossi. And don't forget that on October 1st at the Richardson Auditorium, Princeton University campus, Safam will be presented at 8:30. It's sponsored by the Center for Jewish Life, Princeton Hillel, and the Congregation B'nai Tikva of North Brunswick. What do we have lined up? Okay, one more selection. Mipanei Chatoenu, which is from the Musaf Shmona Esrei, set on the three festivals. And Sam from East Brunswick, I'm glad to hear that you're listening and welcome. I hope you're hooked. Mordechai Hirschman, I dedicate this to you.
Mayor, Lord, and more.
Wow.
You know, I sit here mesmerized by this music, and I got to watch it. I hope you're enjoying this. That was Cantor Mordechai Hirschman. Well, you know, we have a great Cantor's concert coming up on the 30th, 6 weeks from today, and many of you have been sending in for your tickets, and of course, it's first come, first served. Tickets are $20, $50 for special seats, and you'll meet the Cantors afterwards. We're going to have Cantor Naftali Herstik coming in from Jerusalem, Cantor David Bagley coming in from Montreal, yes, not Toronto, Montreal, and Cantor Alberto Abe Mizrahi will be coming in from Chicago. And it promises to be a wonderful experience. Those of you who've been to the first two concerts know that it's very, very special. Not just that the music is great, it's just so nice to be together with a bunch of people who love this music and to know that there's quite a few out there. So if you haven't ordered your tickets as of yet, give me a call here at 201-761-9768. I'll tell you how to get the tickets, or you know they are on sale in 40 congregations throughout New Jersey. And I'll be happy, though, to tell you about how to get tickets. By the way, if you live in Brooklyn, it's only a half hour away from the Verrazano Bridge. You cross the bridge, go over the Gulfills, immediately get on the New Jersey Turnpike, and you head south to exit 9. It's about 13 minutes on the turnpike. And as you get off, you go on Route 18, and in 4.5 minutes, you're at the State Theater. So I'll be happy to tell you how to get there if you're coming from that direction. Let's hear a selection as chanted by Cantor Alberto Mizrahi, one of the three great cantors who will be there. And it will be V'Yerushalayim Yirchua, and it's a composition of Israel Alter and Moshe Genchoff. This is Cantor Alberto Abe Mizrahi.
Amen. Oh,
cantor Alberto Mizrahi. That was cantor Mizrahi from Anshe Emet Synagogue in Chicago. He will be one of the three great cantors appearing 6 weeks tonight at the State Theater, together with cantor Naftali Herstick, cantor David Bagley, accompanied by cantor Daniel Gildar. And for those of you who want to make a complete day of it, this concert will be at 2 in the afternoon in New Brunswick, around 7 or 7.30, I believe. I'll get the exact time in the next week or so, but at the Young Israel of Flatbush on Coney Island Avenue, the cantor Moshe Stern and cantor Tibor Kellen. This is cantor Yaakov Motzen.
Back to 2019. How'd you like that little trip down memories lane? I'm just sitting here enjoying this music, and nothing's changed that much. Just some new faces, new voices, but it was always something of a great joy for me to share my collection with you, and that's been my goal, and will continue to be my goal, to help promote traditional chazanut, chazonis. You heard me talk in the beginning a little about Cantor's World and a hope that someday it'll be revived. There is a need for it. There really is, and it's part of educating the public. People who tell me that they hate chazanis or they don't like chazanis, I always say, I don't think you ever really heard chazanis. If you If you did, you wouldn't say that. In any event, I also recognize that it's a little bit like opera. It's not going to have a mass appeal, but we certainly can help increase it and increase the exposure. Enough of my politicizing Chazanis. Okay, 25 years ago. Oh my gosh, it seems like yesterday. As I mentioned, I do have recordings from, I guess, 1980, the early ones from the Jewish and Hebrew Sound, which became JM and the AM. Well, I wasn't on JM and the AM. I was on the Jewish and Hebrew Sound. You should find those recordings of interest, and I do plan to play them occasionally. Anyway, thanks for joining with me, and you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Again, I hope you enjoyed this little repast 25 years ago. Wow.